The latest scandal to hit the big banks has drawn the ire of the Prime Minister. On Tuesday, the corporate regulator ASIC launched legal proceedings against Westpac, accusing the bank of manipulating a key market interest rate and generating millions of dollars in profits in the process. It follows similar charges levelled against ANZ last month. Both banks have denied the allegations. Well, this was the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull at the 199th birthday celebrations for Westpac yesterday.
I make no comments about any specific cases or any specific institutions, including where claims of wrongdoing have been disputed. But we have to acknowledge that there have been too many troubling incidents over recent times for them simply to be dismissed. The truth is that despite the public support offered at their time of need, our bankers have not always treated their customers as they should. Some, regrettably, as we know, have taken advantage of fellow Australians and the savings they've spent a lifetime accumulating.
Malcolm Turnbull raining on Westpac's birthday parade yesterday. Well, David Murray knows what it's like to run a big bank. He was the chief executive of the Commonwealth Bank for 13 years up until 2005. More recently, he chaired the federal government's financial systems inquiry. David Murray, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Do you agree with our Prime Minister when he says, quote, that our bankers have not always treated customers as they should and some have taken advantage of fellow Australians and the savings they've spent a lifetime accumulating?
Well, that's certainly the way people feel. First, I should say that in any industry, there can be scams, misleading and deceptive conduct, fraud, criminal conduct. We've seen auto recalls in the motor vehicle industry, emissions problems. And these things can happen sometimes because of personal criminal behaviour in a company and sometimes because the company's processes are not well enough tuned to stop this from happening.
Sure, but are we seeing something different here? I mean, the Big Four, if we look about the last 12 months, have been embroiled in really a string of scandals, from financial planning mis-selling to the failure to honour life insurance policies. That was the most recent one. Now, these allegations of rate rigging, regardless of their innocence or not on the latter, I mean, that's a lot. How much of the blame can be sheeted home to poor corporate governance and a lack of an ethical culture within the banks?
Well, firstly, banks are different because they are the custody of the community savings. They undertake the payment system. They conduct the credit processes in the economy. And they need to be trusted by the community. That's how the community thinks about banks. Mm. And so, notwithstanding these corporations expressing very strong values, we continue to see these reputational problems, and it needs to be dealt with. But the market conduct regulator, ASIC, is the policeman on the beat, and they will bring cases. And those cases, we must respect the fact that they will be run according to the normal rule of law.
Do you agree with the Prime Minister, though, when he says that the leaders of our banks need to stand up and show leadership over the cultural issues facing the sector, warning the good name and reputation of our banks are at risk? Do you think the reputation and good names of our banks are at risk right now?
They're always at risk because in the community's mind, these are intangible operations. They are so important to the economy. They go through cycles where what they do can cause a lot of economic and personal damage, and they need to adopt systems which can, as far as possible, minimise the impact of any of that.
And how do you do that? You ran CBA, Australia's biggest bank, for 13 years. Do you think there, for the grace of God, go I, or was it different in your day? And how much time did you spend thinking about and working about and trying to improve what we will call the culture of a Commonwealth Bank?
Well, every organisation has a culture. A religion is a culture. A nation is a culture, and each person has their own beliefs. But in a bank, one needs to work on the shared beliefs of that organisation. Now, you can't do that by manipulating or coercing people. So there has to be a very strong ethical stance or moral stance underpinning the culture. But where I think this work is lacking often is that the culture that the leadership is trying to encourage in an organisation needs to be backed by systems, both a very strong human system and a very strong technical system, because without good systems, the people at work will not trust one another, their supervisors, their managers and their leaders. And if they don't trust them and they're trying to do the right thing by their customers, but they will go around the system, sometimes not knowing the consequences.
But do people only want to go around the system if that somehow is a part of the bank's culture or the organisation's culture? For instance, as the Prime Minister says, you know, in this to have the singular pursuit of an extra dollar of profit. I noticed the NAB chairman, Ken Henry, has said that focusing on compliance and conduct was not the same thing as having a healthy organisational culture. So culture and sort of conducts and rules and systems are slightly different things, aren't they? Even though they are intertwined?
No, there's no point having a set of values that include respect, high ethical standards, integrity, if you don't actually design systems to support those values. And the systems... I can't ask you to be a person of integrity in my organisation unless I conduct myself in a certain way to demonstrate why that's important, unless the tools I give you to do your work demonstrate that you can trust the systems that operate in the company, unless the human system, including the way people are promoted, the way people are remunerated, is trusted by the employees of that company.
Okay, well, there is concern about what's going on in our major banks at the moment. I think we can say that absolutely. The corporate regulator, ASIC, seemed worried about the deteriorating standards, and following your financial systems inquiry, ASIC has recommended that company directors, including bank directors, be held legally responsible for poor corporate culture and can even face criminal charges. And it talked about a poor culture provision. Now, you've slammed this move. Why?
Because it is anti-competitive, it is counterproductive, and it's easily capable of abuse. Now, the reason for that is that the distinctive culture of one organisation is part of its competitive advantage, and you can't regulate for attitudes. And you know, I use some extreme language about that, but which I regret. But it will not work. And in a sense, the guidance notes that ASIC will produce about culture will become the single culture of everybody, and that's not desirable in a vibrant market.
Well, maybe instead of culture, we should be talking about standards. And again, I agree, it's hard to legislate for a standard beyond, you know, legislating what are the laws of the land. But National Party Senator John Wacker-Williams, he says, and others agreeing with him now, there should be a royal commission into the banks because of this string of scandals. Why shouldn't the banks be scrutinised like the trade unions?
Well, because I can't see here evidence of entrenched corrupt behaviour. There could be some illegal behaviour, and there's been a lot of activity in the banking system since the crisis. But it's up to the banks to fix it, and to do that, they'll have to take a fresh look at how they enforce an effective culture in each bank.
And just finally, David Murray, as a former bank CEO and chair of the Financial Systems Inquiry that looked at the stability of the sector, how seriously do you view these allegations that some of the big banks have engaged in the manipulation of the bank bill swap reference rate?
Well, if they have, firstly, from a reputation point of view, that is not a good look. If they have, we don't know the damage that's done. That's a matter for the legal process and evidence to demonstrate. But again, the community needs to trust banks, and these things therefore take on a particular character in the community and hurt the banks significantly. And that's why Ken Henry's speech this week was such a good one, and it should be read. But you know, I just point out again that you can't write down a set of values, put down the pen and think that everything will be okay. You've got to pursue it in the systems of an organisation.
All right.
That's hard work.
David Murray, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
David Murray is the former chief executive of the CommBank and chair of the federal government's Financial Systems Inquiry.